Genesis 27, 1 to 40. I come back to this passage again and look now at the fourth character. We've looked at Isaac and Rebekah and Jacob. And now the fourth character, Esau. Of these four characters, Esau in many ways comes out the best of the lot. We know from Scripture that he's the ungodly man. And yet his character here, although it's not faultless, actually comes out, I think, the best of the four. He's been cheated here, deceived by Jacob. Jacob has lied to his father, and therefore what Isaac intended does not come to Esau. But now, of course, as I said, when looking at Isaac, there were factors which Isaac seemed to ignore and seemed to be flying in the face of God. But putting that to one side now, what about Esau? From Esau's point of view, he sees that Jacob has supplanted him. He's taken the blessing that he felt. He knew that Isaac, his father, wanted to give him. What can we learn from Esau? Well, I've said good things about Esau, but let's remember this. In chapter 25, 32 to 34, he despised the birthright. I explained at the time in that discourse, this was a very important matter, the birthright. The blessing of the birthright, the responsibility, the authority, the dignity that God placed upon the man who had the birthright. And Esau had that birthright by right. He was the firstborn. But he forfeited that birthright. He despised it. He preferred a bowl of stew or soup. He preferred the carnal to the spiritual. And he rejected the birthright. As I say, he despised it, turned his back upon it. He derided it. He dismissed it. What's that use to me, he says. Give me the stew. I'd rather have the soup. I'd rather have the here and now. Now, that's all background to this. Isaac is going to try and give this birthright blessing to Esau. And Esau has no right to it now. He has forfeited the right. But he doesn't get the blessing. But he wants the blessing. If you look at these verses here, verse 34, when Esau heard his father's words, that is, that Jacob has got the blessing, he burst out with a loud and bitter cry and said to his father, bless me too, bless me, my father, I want blessing too. But Isaac said, your brother came deceitfully and took your blessing. Esau said, isn't he rightly named Jacob? Supplanter. He has deceived me these two times. He took my birthright, and now he's taken my blessing. Then he asked, haven't you deserved any blessing for me? You see, he wants the blessing. But Esau is rewriting history. He didn't take the birthright. Jacob didn't take the birthright. He bargained for it. He schemed for it, I agree. But Esau despised his birthright. And now he's taken the blessing. You see, Esau wants the blessing, but not the birthright. And he's blaming Jacob. And Jacob has to be blamed. But that's not the entirety of the blame. Esau is not looking in the mirror. He has despised the birthright. He's rejected it. He said no to it. He's preferred the carnal. He's preferred the material, not the spiritual. He wants both worlds here. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 16 and 17 makes this very clear. He can't change his mind about the birthright. He can't change his mind about that. He can't change Isaac's mind either. But he wants the blessing. That's what he wants. That's his repentance. That's his remorse. It's not real repentance. It's not real remorse in the sense of regretting his sin. No, no, no. He regrets the loss of blessing. It's the material he wants. And of course, this is all borne out much later when the two brothers meet again. And Esau is perfectly content because he's got all he wants. If he's loaded with money and possessions, that's all he wants. Now this is a solemn, solemn warning to us. my friends. Esau does get a blessing from his father, but it's a subservient blessing. But what about us, my friend? These events are way back in the depths of history. But what do they teach us today? Unbeliever, they have a word of warning to you. Hell, you know, is full of men and women who, it says there, gnashing of teeth, remorse, regret, rage, but not real sorrow for their sins. What I'm saying to you, my friend, is don't play fast and loose with this. A record of Scripture, Genesis 27. It's a warning to you. Let the unrighteous man forsake his way, his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord our God, for he will have mercy upon him. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. I'm quoting from Isaiah 55, verses 6 and 7. Romans 2 tells us that sinners despise the goodness of God that leads them to repentance. People want the blessing. They want heaven. Look how many who live their lives utterly careless of God, nevertheless have some minister or somebody to pronounce over them wonderful blessings, which are false, of course, in their case, when they die. Everybody, well, virtually everybody, nearly everybody, wants to go to heaven. And according to the obituaries, nearly everybody does go to heaven. You see, the ministerial class, very largely the clergy, very often will meet this crying demand and make everything right at the end. But God will not. God will not. Men want the blessing of heaven, but they don't want to trust Christ now. Is that you, my friend? Then I urge you, learn from Isaac, Jacob, Rebecca, and Esau. Learn from Esau, particularly in this discourse. Let it speak to you now. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And that is now. Don't delay. Look at this chapter, my friend. Look at the scheming, the lying, the trying to get round God. And where does it all end up? Jacob ends up in years of slavery. Rebecca never saw Jacob again. Esau and Isaac are in remorse and regret and misery over it. What a harvest. We reap what we sow. Be warned, unbeliever. Learn from Esau. It's not just the blessing you need. You need salvation in Jesus Christ. He must be your Savior and your Lord. Bow before him now and receive him as such. That is what I learned from Esau. Will you learn the lesson? Will you read it, mark it, digest it, act upon it? In other words, learn from Esau and turn to the Lord now.